Well, let's get more on this story. Andrea Williams is from the organisation Christian Concern, which is worried about the implications of this technique. Andrea, very good afternoon to you. What's your response to the vote?
I think that what it does is it puts the United Kingdom out on a limb with regard to the scientific community across the globe, which has prohibited very clearly at both a United Nations level and the American regulatory bodies have prohibited in very strong terms any genetic manipulation of the embryo. So it's a line that we are crossing before any other country in the world, and it's out of sync with the scientific community, who say that to do this is premature. Indeed, where they started to do this in America, they quickly rescinded it. They revoked it because of the problems, because of the stillbirths, because of the problems that were occurring. And that is why they've...
Andrea, let me ask you, why are you so concerned about this?
Well, I think that one thing I'm very, very concerned about is the children, such as Jessica, that are born with mitochondrial disease. And I believe that what we should be doing is pouring all our scientific efforts and all our medical and monetary efforts at finding a cure for those with mitochondrial disease, or with regard to helping those that have got, that might pass on mitochondrial disease, from avoiding that. But let me make quite clear that what this won't do, this new technique, is actually produce a cure. What it will do is that it will eliminate, or will seek to eliminate, people being born with mitochondrial disease.
What it does is it effectively replaces any damaged power cells of the egg, the ones that work with before fertilization takes place. And ultimately, it'll give parents a child that is healthy. How can we argue that that is a bad thing? We're giving
I don't think we know that the child that's going to be born, it will be healthy, because we have never, ever actually done this, whereby we have altered the genetic DNA of the germline, of the embryo, and actually permitted for there to be the identity, the DNA of three parents, two mothers and a father. That is very, very serious. It's a step into the unknown. And also what it does is, in effect, it gives the personality to a new human being of three people, not of two.
And so, do we know that for certain? Because I'm not sure the scientists have made that point.
Absolutely, that's what the scientists are making. Absolutely, there will be the DNA in the life that is born of three persons. That is
but a
very
life. But hang on. While that is a serious point, okay, yeah. It is a life that is born without a genetic disease. This particular disease is that not a good thing?
On that point, we don't know, and that's why the scientific community at large across the globe has said no to this, because actually where this has been tried, for instance in animals, there has been very severe genetic mutation, distortion, and stillbirth. So there's been a lot of problems with this particular science. And again, what I'm saying on this is not about not wanting to seek cures. Of course we want to seek cures. So let's use this great scientific knowledge, this kind of thinking, this kind of brilliant thinking.
But Andrea, hang on, Andrea, you're arguing about finding a cure after something has happened. Why do we need to be afraid of science? Can we not rely on science rather than purely on nature and God?
I'm absolutely all for science, and I'm all for there being scientific progress, but we have to do that in a way that does not destroy. So, for instance, in one of the methods for creating a mitochondrial disease-free embryo, we have to destroy another life. We have to destroy another embryo, a healthy embryo. So let's just think about that. In order to get a disease-free embryo implanted into the mother's womb, we have to destroy another embryo. So one life, one healthy embryo is sacrificed in order to have a mitochondrial...
But we could have an argument about whether an embryo is actually a life.
Well, certainly for those that are wanting this treatment, it very much is a life, because they are looking to manipulate an embryo to be genetically modify an embryo for it then to be implanted. So at that point, Andrew, let's just think about this. That for them, at that point, the parent is an incredibly important life because that's what they're wanting.
Of all the texts that I'm looking at this afternoon from listeners on this story,
Yes. There
is one text from one gentleman, and he puts it very succinctly. He said, "Science is finally fixing God's flaws."
Well, the reality is this, of course, that, as I've said, with regard to this particular technique, all the experimentation so far has shown there to be severe concerns about what might happen to an embryo that is born after this genetic manipulation. And there's going to be continual monitoring of any person that might be born. And we know that where this has been done, there have been severe